Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi, Steve. Steve, it's Paul from Local Splash. We spoke yesterday briefly, but when I called you back at the end of the day, it just went to voicemail. You did mention, though, that you had a chance to speak with your advisor, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm interested in your guys' service.
Okay.
How does that work, though? How do you guys, I mean, I know it's a search engine optimizer,
mm-hmm,
but how do
sure.
you guys go about, like, getting, how do you guys go about getting people to, like, my page or,
okay.
do you guys do any kind of, like, websites or anything like that, or you just got,
video
size?
So our job is to create the content necessary for your business to be listed ahead of your competitors. Most consumers are just going to hire off of what they see on that first page of their search. Of course, they won't need to know the name of your company, but if they're looking for any of the excavation services, masonry, concrete, lawn services, when they do that type of search, we'll let Google know that you're the guy that they should put on that first page. We do that by creating the content that Google indexes. So the businesses on the first page are not the ones that have been around the longest, have the biggest company, or even necessarily do the best job in town. It is, though, the companies that have the right content online. You have a Yelp listing, which is a good start. It's one of the directories that are, well, not only just more known to the public, but it's also something that Google looks for. But although it is more known to the public, it's not any more important than any of the other content that Google looks for. So things like, you know, that Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, or any of the dozens of other directories that, like a website, talk about your company, your services, and service area. That way, when someone does a search online, in fact, the reason it's called a search engine, it's not because we go on there and look for stuff, but when we do, the search engines, Google and Bing, search instantaneously for relevant content. And again, the businesses that can kind of reassure Google that they are in the area, that they provide those services, the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, and directories, that's what we're going to create. It'll all link back to your existing website and like your website, talk about your company and your services. Now, there is also the paid ad component, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads. That will target and retarget anybody that's in your area that has done a search on Google and Bing for your services, or even if they haven't, we can run those ads in specific places, meaning zip codes, even neighborhoods, of course, cities where you want to be found, and that's residential and commercial clients who can see your website and pick up the phone and call you. It's all about letting people know that you are in the area, giving them the opportunity to look at the website so they know that you do what they're looking for, and get your phone ringing. Now, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. You will not pay per click, though. That $2.99, that reduced cost, it's the original $100 of Facebook ads that was included, Steve, before I reduced it from $5.99 to $2.99. I gave you that reduction in cost because at 5 years in, you qualify as an established business. We want to work with companies that are established because we know you know what you're doing. You can take on more work. You'll still do quality work. So that reduced savings, that 50% off, you're going to see that savings every single month. But I did not reduce the original budget for the Facebook ad. So that comprehensive package of search engine optimization, the social media, the Facebook ads, Siri on a smartphone, any device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with internet access, if they're in your area looking for your services, it's our job to make sure that your website is one of those things that'll be found. And you offer a lot of different services. You will not be limited by the service that someone is searching for, or even how they type it in, as long as they're in that service area, that roughly 60 miles. And again, we target specific places. We don't draw a big circle around you. If there are places even 15, 20 miles away that you don't want to go, you could tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. So it's very targeted, making sure that you're being found by the people in the places that you want to service, and of course for the jobs that you want to provide. Now, if you ever want to update your services, you want to add more services, if the seasons dictate the services you're focusing on, you can tell us that. And of course, we're going to, you know, change the content, change the ads, making sure that you're getting the right types of calls for the services you're offering.
Okay.
I think I mentioned before, but you will always have a detailed reporting and tracking system. And the reports update in very near real time, meaning several times throughout the day. So that is very up-to-date information about how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. Now, of course, the calls come
right,
directly
hold on,
to
hold
you.
Hold on one second. So I'm trying to absorb all this, I'm very interested in your guys' service. That's not, you know, that's not something that I'm not trying to waste your time.
I appreciate that.
Now I have a website.
So
you can Google and you can go on there and see recent pictures of, like the retaining walls that I've done, the concrete slabs, all
yeah,
of that
stuff.
Yeah,
I was just looking at it. Let's just look at it a second. Let me pull it back up. So you got landscaping before and after. You've got the retaining wall, basement, and egress wall repair. There's a parking lot build on there. You know, patio replacement. So you do a lot of different services. You know, like I said, you're not going to be limited by how someone finds you as long as they're in your service area. You even moved a 3-ton boulder. So, oh, I like the concrete work. That's nice. So yeah, absolutely. You know, the website, and it is Google compliant. It's a Google website. Obviously, it's going to meet Google's criteria for a website that can rank well. What it needs is what's called off-page optimization. And again, that's the content that's not on the website itself, but talks like your website does about your services and service area, and then links back to your website. That's what's going to get that website in front of more eyes. Now, of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone's looking for any of your services. In fact, you could type in your own business name, and you wouldn't be the only company that pops up. And not everyone will call you, but I think that's actually a good thing. People kind of filter themselves out. You're not going to get a bunch of just random phone calls, people wasting your time. The calls that you get will be from someone who, like I'm doing right now, took a moment to look at your website. They see the services that you provide. They're looking at the photos of the work that you do. By the time they decide to call you, they're already hoping that you're available to do the job, hoping you answer the phone, hoping your price is fair, because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. There's no taxes or fees or anything like that. So my job as a pricing director, of course, is to make it simple, straightforward pricing, but also to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can. Now, the package that you're getting is the Platinum package. That's the one with the Facebook ads and everything else, because that's perfect for someone who goes more than 40 miles, and you're looking at maybe 60 miles or more. So that's going to be the package that's going to get you the best return on investment. But what I did was, not only did I cut the cost of that package by 50%, I actually waived the setup fee. All of our packages normally come with a setup fee because of the content that we have to create, the time, the resources, the direct cost for making sure that any other information that's already out there is accurate and fixing it if it's not. So there's normally a setup fee that can be as high as $299 by itself. But I waived that entire setup fee, meaning you're saving $300 every month, including that first month. You're saving an additional $299 off of that setup fee, so you're saving $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free, and just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's better than that, Steve, because next month it doesn't go up to $5.99. In fact, it would never be a penny more than $2.99, no matter how long you keep your service, whether it's months or years. Even if we raise our price down the road, your price would never go up. It would be grandfathered in at that reduced rate, that established business rate of $2.99. And again, it's to the penny. So you're not paying anything else above and beyond that, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. Now, I know you're doing residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference of one over the other, or do you like a nice even mix?
I like the property maintenance.
Okay.
For commercial.
Got it.
I don't really prefer to do maintenance, you know, property maintenance for residential, just because
right.
It's too wishy-washy. You know, I have full, you know, 31-week contracts that I have
okay.
to, you know, print out for commercial, and then a lot of times I get a lot of tire kickers.
Yeah,
I'm dealing with residential,
mm-hmm.
not so much commercial. It's either yes or no. You know what I mean?
So, depending on your services, I mean, obviously, for like the other services, not the maintenance work, but for like, you know, retaining wall builds and things like that, you will work with residential clients. But for the maintenance work, you're really looking to focus more on the commercial clients.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't get me. I mean, I'm more set up. I've had a repeat commercial account for the last 6 years.
Okay.
And I've retained them for 6 years, and I've never really saw an residential. They seem to be more picky. Finicky,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of my equipment is set up for commercialized work.
Okay. Gotcha.
But now with the retaining walls, the concrete,
right.
all of that stuff, it almost works in reverse. A lot
yeah.
of that is now with retaining walls, it's commercial or residential across the board.
Right.
The concrete, that could be, I'd like just to even playing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I do offer snow removal and ice management.
Okay.
That could be either or.
Right.
That's another thing that in my website I didn't really focus as much on the, you know, when the property maintenance I focused.
Yeah.
I've been doing business for the last 5 years by
okay.
just word of mouth.
Right.
So I've never really had a website. I've never really had I've never really dealt with too much SEO stuff.
Uh-huh. The
my
online
work,
presence, yeah.
My work just spoke for itself. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? It just,
and that says volumes about you. I mean, obviously, and, you know, traditional word of mouth is still the best way for businesses to get new work. And that's still going to be a factor for you. Now, for everybody else, though, for people that haven't used your services before, they don't get recommended to you by someone else, most people, businesses and residential clients, do a quick search on Google. Every new client that finds you online, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. We don't call our dad anymore or our friends, or we certainly don't use the Yellow Pages, but we use our smartphone, we use our computer, and every new client that finds you online is someone that can use your services again for a different project and, of course, recommend you to their friends and family and other business owners. So I think it's going to help you to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, all we really had was the Yellow Pages, and the smart business owners put a bunch of A's in the beginning of their name. It put them at the beginning of the alphabet, put them ahead of their competitors, and they got more phone calls and jobs that way. part of that does work still today, but it's the part that the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy who's available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire, but we don't do that search in the Yellow Pages anymore. And of course, Google doesn't list alphabetically like the phone book did. They list by relevant content. But certainly you can compete with bigger and even more established businesses when we create that right content that mirrors the content on your website, make it easier for people to know that you're in the area providing those services. You will get those phone calls. And just like it was before when we called someone in the Yellow Pages, we're calling looking to hire somebody. So every call that you get is going to be a quality call. This is not a lead-based service where you're doing the legwork chasing down people that are also being chased down by your competitors. Living, breathing human beings looking for your services, whether they're commercial clients or for some of those services that you provide, residential clients, they're calling you directly, and most of them, I would say without a doubt, most of them, almost all of them, will have looked at your website, saw something that they liked, and said, this is my guy. I'm calling him right now. So like I said, it's going to be a high conversion rate. It's really designed for even one job or one maintenance client to offset the cost of the service. I mean, that's why I dropped that from $5.99 down to $2.99, why I even waived that setup fee. Now, as far as us, we've been around since 2004. I've been with the company since 2013, actually April 17th will be my 12-year anniversary, so you would be in good hands with us. And our business model is to provide a quality service at a fair price, and although it's month to month, our clients tend to keep the service. And keeping you on board for the long term, that's what has kept our doors open, keeping our clients on board and earning their business 1 month at a time, not because they're under contract. It's always month to month, but nobody cancels on profit. As long as it makes dollars, it makes sense, and this is designed to make you dollars. Get you enough phone calls where you might even, you know, be a little more selective, kind of cherry pick a little bit the jobs that you want to take on. It's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can handle, and it's certainly not designed for a company that is struggling or starving for work. And I know that you're getting work. You have been getting work. This is just going to get you a few more phone calls here and there, a few more jobs and opportunities, and that, I think, is going to have you being profitable, especially at that $2.99.
Right. So, in your experience, you said you've been with this company for 12 years.
Almost 12 years, yeah, absolutely.
I am looking to take on more customers. You know, I'm setting fully equipped with about $100,000 in just equipment.
Okay.
And I would like to get more boots on the ground.
Okay.
And more accounts coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So in your honest opinion, there's probably my last two questions. I'm going to ask the first one because it's a smaller one than the one I'm going to ask.
Sure.
But what do you need from me to start this? And the one that I was going to ask is how long after this gets rolling, do I start seeing an ROI from it?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. So the next step here would be to get you through to a client interview technician, and we do a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. We talk to you in detail. It takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. We talk to you in detail about all the services you want to be found for, any mission statement, motto, slogan. Of course, we talk to you about your service area, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, and then we start creating that content right away. Now, we're told to say 7 to 10 business days for something like the Facebook. Now, that's usually if we have to build a website first. That takes us about 5 to 10 business days. You already have a website. So we'll be attaching those Facebook ads to your website within the next couple of days. That means you can already start getting phone calls even as we do the other things, which are, again, creating the content, making sure that Google indexes that content. It is designed for us to get your phone ringing and get you quality jobs even in that first month as we're getting everything set up. The second month is even better than that, and it just continues. At that point on, everything is entrenched. You're on that first page and getting more phone calls. And it is designed, like I said, to earn your business very quickly. It is month to month for a good reason. We're not one of those companies that are locking in with 3 month or 6 month contract just to make sure they're not losing money. We're not here trying to charge you for that setup fee either. That offsets the cost of what we incur to get everything set up here. So we are investing in your success. Your success is our success, and keeping you on board, like I said, is what keeps us going here. And what I like to do about my job is that I can make it affordable enough for clients to give it the opportunity to work. They use the tracking, they get the phone calls, they keep the service long term. And I certainly wouldn't offer it to you below what it cost us to provide in that first month if I didn't already know that you would be successful with it.
Okay. And what, so you said it takes about 30 minutes to go into detail on, as far as the client interview?
Yeah, I mean, we set aside an hour in case you have questions. And it usually doesn't go longer than 30 minutes if we're not building out a website. You know, we get into detail about, you know, what your website's supposed to look like, things like that. If we're building a website, that's why there's a 1 hour window. And you might have other questions, but you already do have that website, so we're going to promote that existing website. Our technician's just going to want to make sure, are you still providing these services? Is this what you want to be listed for? We will generate a list of keywords that we think are relevant to those different services. We'll provide that list for you. You can say, hey, I like it, let's run with it. You can say, oh, can you add this one, or can you get rid of that one? And it's an evolving process. I mean, we do get things set up and going for you, but my point is that anything that needs to be updated or changed, like I said, if your focus shifts as the seasons change, we'll make changes to the content. There's no additional cost for that down the road. Would you be available today for like that 30-minute phone call? I mean, I'm looking at my calendar right now. The soonest we could get you in would be 5 o'clock, and then the last one would be 6 o'clock. But if you are available for that phone call, we could do that today.
I'm actually sitting at my shop right now. Okay. So what about this? I'm going to be – can we do this tomorrow morning?
Yeah. We could do the client interview tomorrow.
Okay.
Looking, the earliest would be 10 a.m. tomorrow, but there's a 10, 11, and a 12, and there's a couple of them after that, too. Would you want something, you said morning, right? So that would be like maybe 10 or 11 in the morning?
Yeah. Okay. Because I met with a customer today, and they had a add-on that they wanted.
Oh, okay.
That they wanted and she's having knee replacement surgery this coming Tuesday.
Mm.
And I have a job that now has become time sensitive. So,
okay, I gotcha.
She wants to add a patio. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, and I'm just down here getting everything ready.
No, it sounds like us, you want to provide a quality service, provide a fair price, you want to have happy, satisfied clients. So, I think that's going to come across well when people are calling you and asking you about your services. So did you want that 10 o'clock or the 11 o'clock?
Let's do the 10 a.m.
Okay. So,
I mean, I would like it to be a little earlier if you could.
Okay.
I don't know if you could do 8 or 9.
We are booked in the morning, being that it's late in the day. Those first spots are booked out, but the earliest I could do would be 10. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer for it. So if you're, you know, on the road or whatever the case might be, as long as you can carry on a conversation. In fact, you could even be working, as long as you're able to talk at the same time. It'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. at 9, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 10. I'll send you also a calendar invite. You don't have to respond to it, but it's just for your records. And if I am available when our technician is ready to call you, if I'm in between calls myself, I'll be able to jump on that call in the very beginning to say a quick hello to you and introduce you to your technician, answer any questions if you might have any. I'll definitely try to keep my phone line open for that phone call. And then the one thing that I'm required here, it takes about 3 or 4 minutes, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, first of all, that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we are not only reducing the cost of the service, we're also waiving that setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Now, it is for that flat rate. Again, that $299 is an out-the-door cost. There is no setup fee. Before I do get to that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, Steve?
I'll probably just have a credit card on file with you guys.
Okay. So we would put that card on file, get everything set up and squared away for tomorrow morning. Now the voice verification, like I said, it takes a couple of minutes. You can stop me at any time, but it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Steve. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?" I have that as S&W Outdoor Services. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And the "and" is the ampersand, the symbol for the word, not A-N-D spelled out, right?
Yeah, I was trying to get a domain. I was going to actually go on there and buy a domain to where you just took that out, so it was easier for people like that was trying to punch it in to just type mm-hmm. in the SW Outdoor Services, but, if I'm paying for this service, they're going to be able to find it pretty easy anyway.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, they're not even typing in your name. They're just typing in your services and they'll find you. Of course, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call. It says, please state your name and your official title within the business. You're the owner of the business, right?
I got to say my full name?
Oh, just first and last.
Yes.
That's fine. Okay. So you're Steve Wagers, W-A-G-E-R-S. And you are the owner of the business, the owner of S&W Outdoor Services. So, Steve, as the owner of S&W Outdoor Services, Mr. Wagers, of course you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Steve, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically do request that you actually agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Steve, of course you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to be successful with this service. It's always a concern for me when I'm calling my client, I'm calling the business number, it goes to voicemail, or worse still, mailbox full or not even set up. If I were a potential customer and I call and it mailbox not set up, I would probably not try to call back later. I might just go looking for somebody else to call. So we just don't want you to miss those opportunities. Our job is to get your phone ringing. And of course, on your end, you pick up the phone, you talk to those people, you provide the quality work. Now, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. The reason we even ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, for all the content that we create, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. Equally or even more important is that we make sure your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, Steve, just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might create content for your business online, you know, something new, something moving forward here, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right? Okay. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving the setup fee entirely, reducing the cost by 50%, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I would waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads, all are also included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew in that same reduced amount of just $299 with recurring billing on the 12th of the month. Now, it is, like I said, a month-to-month service. That rate would never go up on you, and you can cancel at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, if you wanted to pause the entire service seasonally, you could certainly do that. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Wagers, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Steve, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Now, when you're talking about pausing, mm-hmm. That goes, so you're pausing as far as, so like, you're just
everything.
Pausing everything, yeah, so you're not making that month payment?
That's correct, yeah. So if it's paused, let's say you get a couple big jobs, and you're like, I really can't take on any more work next month, I just want to pause it for the next month, we pause it. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. So you would not be making a payment for the month that is paused, not before, during, or after that month. We will not take anything down except for the Facebook ads, because the $100 of Facebook ads, of course, that comes out of the $299. So if you're putting everything on pause, the Facebook ads are the one thing that we don't run during that month. We don't take anything else down. In fact, you could still get calls and jobs even when the service is paused. Now, if it's paused for, let's say, I would think in this case, maybe 3 months or more, you would slowly start to see your placement fall off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately, and it doesn't happen quickly after that, little by little. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you get to a downhill, obviously you're going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to pick up speed and keep going, but after a while, it would start to slow down. But as long as it's not paused for more than 3 or 4 months, you wouldn't even see your placement decline. But like I said, when it is paused, you're not making payments, so we're not running those Facebook ads.
Right. Gotcha.
So actually that does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial investment, is that going to be MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
I've got to figure out which. Hold on 1 second. I've got one or two. We'll do. It's a Visa.
On that particular card, is it Steve or Steven? Any middle initial?
It's just Steven Wagers. Give me 1 second, but I want to
sure.
double check.
No problem.
Sometimes I have these cards tied in with other stuff, and the payments can kind of get weird on it. Give me 1 second. And of course, my internet's slow.
That's okay.
Yeah, we're good to go, bud. Sorry, I had to...
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, no, I obviously wanted to make sure that would be okay for you. So you said Steven Wagers, no middle initial or the business name on that particular card, right?
No. It's just
all right. Is the billing address of that card the 11029 Hamilton Cleves Road, 45030?
No.
Okay.
That is what I use. That's my shop address.
Okay.
Where all of my equipment, where I work on stuff. That
okay.
is the address for my shop. Now,
gotcha.
My address is 222 Donnie Drive.
Okay. So. Gotcha. All right. And then you said that was a MasterCard or a Visa?
It is a Visa.
Okay. Visa card should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4707-9305.
Okay.
7487-0339.
And the expiration month and year?
It is 01 of 28.
01 of 2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
Yep. 552.
552. So I've got 552, 552 on the back. I've got January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 4707-9305-7487-0339.
That. I'll just go ahead and read it back to you. I got
okay.
It. Everything is good except 4707-9305-7487-0339.
Okay, that's how I have that. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, just what email did you have?
I have the StephenWagers1987@gmail.com.
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. And then you did say that was 222 Donny Drive, D-O-N-N-Y?
No, D... D-A-W-N-E-E Drive.
Oh, I gotcha. And is that still 45030?
No, 45031.
45031.
45013, I'm sorry. 13.
That's okay. 45013. Okay. Now, you will, like I said, get that information by email. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address will be on there as well. Like I said, you'll receive all that information by way of email in the next couple of minutes. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You will receive a link as well by way of text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business, I do have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow. I did want to add just another layer of protection here and a little bit of extra security. In fact, it is a security question. And it's important if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with S&W Outdoor Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, Steve, if you get phone calls a week or two from now from someone or even down the line from someone who is not a potential customer, if they are asking you for more information or if they're telling you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, if they're identifying themselves as Google or even a local splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that to you, don't entertain that phone call. It wouldn't be us. In fact, if they're asking you for money, just let them go. That wouldn't be us at all. They wouldn't know that information. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached on your account as an added form of protection for you, and it clearly states that it bills once a month on the 12th and only for exactly $2.99, never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Just the one where I was, the city I was born in. Is
city you're born in.
You're going to get one of two answers. Yeah, you're going to get one of two answers. It's either going to be Clay County or Manchester.
Okay.
They're the two counties that I was, you know, I was born in Manchester, raised in Clay County. So
okay.
Either one of those should work.
Okay, I'll put Clay then. Okay. I got to type it in twice. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah.
Okay.
When that says access your dashboard, that will give me results on how the website's doing, how many people visited.
Yes, yeah. Very, very detailed reports. Easy to understand, but still very detailed, accurate information. Now, your client dashboard won't be active until after we do your client interview. So you'll get by text and email notification when that is active. If you try it before then, and you certainly can, it would maybe give you a message telling you that we're still trying to set everything up here. So the Access Your Dashboard is actually on a couple of different emails. It's on the welcome email. That has your login credentials. So your username is fixed in our system too, and it's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the number that we're speaking on, area codes included, but just numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Of course, that means your username is 513-497-9610. You cannot change it, but you can change your password. Right now, it's MAPADS, M-A-P-A-D-S, all lowercase, no space. You can change that at any time. Like I said, you don't even have to try to log into your dashboard at this point because it won't be up for another day or so. The other one you got, you can just disregard altogether. It's just an automated email that everyone gets, but this one says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You are, of course, already Google PIN verified, so you don't need to worry about that one. The other one is the one that I wanted you to open up if you got a second here, the one that says local splash initial invoice. That might have even been the one you were looking at because that also says access your dashboard, but at the very top of it, above the invoice, in the body of the email itself, where it says, "Hello, Steve, thank you for choosing Local Splash," towards the bottom of that part of it, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that? Those two words, click here, on the Local Splash initial invoice email?
Yeah.
Okay. So click on those two words, click here.
I already clicked it.
Yeah, okay. It's going to open up the terms of experience. Feel free to scroll through all of that, but we would want you to click on the two boxes, one that you verify that you are the authorized holder and signer, the other that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The longer box with the arrow pointing towards it is where you would click and either type in or copy and paste Stephen Wagers. S and the W are capitalized, but just those letters. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. If you're on your smartphone, that is the orangish colored longer box, and you may need to turn your phone sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on it. Clicking on that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee. It does also allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you for like a login, if it asks you to log into your account. So just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I'm trying to get through all of this.
Not a problem. Take your time. Now, obviously, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will be choosing Bing over Google, and most of those people will be searching on their smartphone, not their computer. But again, no matter how they search for you, whether it's on Google or Bing, we are going to mirror the content on those search engines, so you're going to have those phone calls and those opportunities coming directly to you. Now, like you said, the Facebook ads and everything else are included in this package. If your website goes down for more than a week or so, meaning if it's going to be offline and not something people could see, we would want you to tell us because we would actually be able to include a website for you at no cost. It takes us about 5 or 7 business days, like I said, and that would just serve as a placeholder, just something for people to see until your website was back up and running for you. But that is part of this package. We can do that for you at any time.
Okay. hold on a second. I don't know what happened. I tried to click on, I'm on my Spark phone down in my shop. And
I got you.
I get horrible service down here.
You're okay. You're okay. I refreshed my system.
It says
and
the link
you're
trying to access has expired.
That's okay. That does that if you had to refresh it, if you had to go back to it, it'll say that. And so because you've already completed the task, so you can't access that link again. It was just a one-time link that we sent out to you. But you're okay on my end. The next thing that you would see if it didn't say that would be to log into your tracking system, which again, you don't even have to do. Our automated system from this point forward, though, will always take you directly to your tracking system. So it's going to ask you to log in. Like I said, you wouldn't even want to do that now because you're just going to get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. But you will get a text and email when that tracking system is active. If I am in between phone calls tomorrow and I'm going to send you that calendar invite, it's also got your username, your name, and your phone number on there, but it says local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. You don't have to respond to it at all. But I sent that email out to you as well. You are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Looking forward to getting this going for you, getting your phone ringing, earning your business 1 month at a time. And if I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you right out or maybe a minute or two after 10 o'clock, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then as well. It was a real pleasure speaking with you today and the other times that we've spoken as well. I appreciate your patience and your kindness. And like I said, we're looking forward to getting your phone ringing.
So I have a question before we get off here.
Sure.
It says, hello, Steve, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs below. It needs the tools and our equipment, work vehicles and license plate, business license and insurance.
Right. So that's the one that you can pretty much just disregard altogether. It is an automated email. Everybody gets that, and I always just want to tell my clients that are already PIN verified, you don't have to worry about it. But that email is designed for the ones that aren't verified yet to help us expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are an active business, a legitimate company, that you're in the local area. Now, you can always send us any of those photos anyway, but, you know, we're not building out a website for you. We don't need to verify your listing since your listing is already verified. But you can send us photos of your work, photos of your equipment, your tools, and things like that, because a lot of the content that we create, those different destinations and directories, are like mini websites, and they do allow us to put photos on there. But like I said, that's not something in this case that you would even really necessarily need to worry about because you are already PIN verified. Now, the local splash support email, the one that's on the emails that you see there, it's support@localsplash.com. That's really the one and only email address that you need for us. It's the catch-all for everything, and we would just forward it out to the right department if you send stuff there. Photos@localsplash.com, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You can email the photos team directly if you want to, and our technician will probably reiterate that email address for the photos team. But like I said, really just to keep things simple and straightforward, just send everything and anything to the support email, the support@localsplash.com. That's the one on all of the emails that you see there, and we would just take care of the rest. We just forward it out to the right department. But do include your phone number or your username. In this case, they are essentially the exact same thing. That makes it easy for us to access the information and forward it out to the right department.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll trying to keep my phone line open tomorrow around 10 to say a quick hello to you. And again, welcome aboard. You take care, Steve. And you do prefer Steve or Steven, or it doesn't really matter?
Steve is fine. I did have one more question. You don't need anything else from me, right?
Not at this point, no. Everything's set up on our end, and like I said, we'll just do that client interview tomorrow just to verify information that we really already have from looking at your website. There are a couple of things that we would need to know, number of employees, when you officially started the business, things like that. That's just to make sure that everything's Google compliant. most of it's not even content that we would be using to create additional content for your business. We just have to make sure that everything's Google compliant, and it's just a quick phone call. Like I said, if you need to keep working, if you want to be driving, whatever the case might be when our technician calls you, it's really simple, straightforward stuff just off the top of your head that you already know about your business.
Right. Okay.
All righty. Real pleasure.
All righty. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.
You have a great rest of the day, Steve. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too, bro. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks so much.